All right, let's talk about inserting calls of action, or calls to action rather, in your live videos. Look, ideally, you're going to have a call to action in every single live video that you do, even if it's just getting people on your email list. By the way, folks, I am Todd.live, host of Entrepreneur Live Video. Welcome to my podcast. This is episode number 585. I'm so happy to have you here. Every live video, a call to action. In fact, every podcast that I do should have a call to action, and I don't do that, and I should. Opportunity lost, opportunity missed. Every day that I don't have a call to action. A call to action. What's a call to action? Call to action's like, hey, join my email list. I'm going to send you a free report. Hey, join my email list. I'm going to send you to a video that I made that no one else gets to see. Hey, go to this page and watch this video. You got to sign up for the email, but you know, something, even if it's minor, or it could be, hey, go to the Todd.live and check out my store. I've got plenty of t-shirts and hats and beer mugs and coffee mugs and with Todd.live on them. You help support this show. Da 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 da. Calls to action. And I don't live by this, and I need to regroup and think about this hard, but every single broadcast that you ever create should have a call to action in it. And maybe, depending on the kind of broadcast it is, whether it's a live video or an hour-long podcast, whatever it might be, you might use the call to action several times in order to get people to go there and do whatever it is that you're looking for them to do. But take it from me, as I'm sitting here thinking to myself, Todd, you idiot. You've had 585 episodes of this show and very few calls to action. And it's that important, folks. I mean, part of the reason why I don't is because I don't have anywhere to send you as far as buying a live video product. I mean, I do teach studio builds and that sort of a thing, but I need to get much better as far as broadcasting goes to insert calls of action, because I know I am missing it and leaving money on the table big time. I have two daily podcasts. I do live videos and very little calls to action. And if I'm not doing calls to action, if you're not doing calls to action, then what is the point? Because you can't, this is episode number 585. Let's say that I do one call to action a week over the last 2.5, almost 3 years. Is that enough? If I have an audience of 100 people, is everybody going to hear it every time, once a week, that I drop it? People need to be reminded. Think about this. When you watch your television show, here in Southern California, you watch the morning news programs. And there's a company called Powell Electric. And they do a lot of advertising on television. And they have a little jingle. Powell Electric, they'll fix it in a flash. And like during the morning news show, during the Today Show, whatever, you must see that commercial 100 times if you are paying attention. Well, those of us who do a call to action once a week or here every so often, how do you think that works? I mean, if Powell Electric does, let's say during a morning hour show from 6 to 7 before the Today Show comes on, I think is when they really do their advertising, because I think it's less money then. If it's during the Today Show, it'll be more money. But I think it's during that first hour. 6 to 7, right before the Today Show hour. You must see that commercial 15 times during 1 hour. You know, they have 4 commercial breaks. Every time there's a commercial break, there's 5 or 6 commercials. Well, maybe you only see the Powell commercial. Let's say that you see it once every time there's a commercial break. So if they have four major commercial breaks, you're seeing the Powell Electric show four times in an hour. What's a call to action, right? They have their phone number on the screen and they tell you what it is they do. And, you know, they want you to remember that little jingle so that when you have an outlet that doesn't work, what do they say? They say, have a switch that doesn't switch. Or an outlet or a plug that doesn't work. They say something. I know it's a switch that doesn't switch or a light that doesn't light, I think is what they say. You have a switch that doesn't switch or a light that doesn't light, call Powell Electric. We'll fix it in a flash. Why do I remember that? Because I've heard it. I've heard the call to action over and over and over and over and over and over. Is Powell worried that during that hour you've heard it too much? No, that's the point. They want you to hear it that much. They want to burn it into your head that you have this offer or that they have this offer and that you might need it someday. You know, if you listen to AM radio, talk radio here in the United States, they'll have a commercial where they give you an 800 number. It'll be like 1-800-888-8888. And they will say that number during a 20-second commercial. It seems like 100 times. Remember a call 1-800-888-8888. Remember a call 1-800-ALL-8s. Remember a call 1-800-888-8888. On and on and on and on and on. They do it over and over and over. So for those of us like myself who are very inconsistent with our calls to action and we don't drop it often enough, how could we expect sales? How could we expect to gain traction as far as the sales go? It's got to be constant, folks. You got to let your crowd, and I'm preaching to myself too. We have to let our crowd hear it over and over and over and over and over and over and over. And you know what? If there's people in the crowd that don't like hearing it that often, they can tune the fuck out. If there's people that don't like that Powell commercial, they change the channel. That's not who Powell is looking for. People who are not going to mind the commercial. They're going to listen to it half-assed as they're doing other things, tuning out the commercials in the morning as they're, you know, in between the weather segment and the traffic segment. But they know you're going to hear it anyway if you're in the room. And over time, it works. And you might hate the commercial, but when it comes time to fix a light that doesn't light or a switch that doesn't switch, you're going to, who's that place I see all the time? They must be good. They spent a fortune on ads. I bet they get a ton of business and they have a ton of experience and can come fix my problem really quick. Well, if I have a podcast course called PodSmart, which I've been working on for, it seems like forever, and I'm always talking about PodSmart, 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 PodSmart. Hey, if you want a podcast, you need to take PodSmart. I'm going to be teaching you PodSmart. I'm going to hold your hand teaching you PodSmart. And every time I'm talking to you folks, I'm talking about PodSmart. I'm talking about the progress of PodSmart. I'm sharing with you the journey of doing PodSmart. Then you equate the product with me, and if you need it or you know somebody that needs it, that's the first thing you think of. But if I don't ever talk about it, then you don't ever think about it. And if you're not ever talking about it, your audience is never going to think about it. You've got to insert the calls of actions in your live videos. And in podcast, this talking about this today, it's not going to happen this week as I record, because I'm sitting here on July 1st recording for the week, at least through July 7th. And I don't have anything prepared, but I'm probably going to start inserting some good calls to action in all of my podcasting to try to boost my numbers on my email list, to try to get active, interested people part of my interest list, my community. Because what's the point of doing it if you're not bringing in customers? I mean, you can't work for free forever. You know, the trick is just to provide a lot of good value and everything, but ultimately you want people to pay you to do something. And if you're not putting those calls of action in there, folks, it's not happening.